This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey. Put a little bit. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Yes, welcome back. It's been a fun day. Trista was on. Adam Drought, we met him to talk about the ride for Roswell. Greg Wyshynski. Callers vouching for mayonnaise on turkey. And I don't mean on a cold sandwich, but when you put it in the oven.
Basting the turkey with mayonnaise.
Three people were inspired to call in and say, yes, absolutely. It's good.
Well, I'm not counting this last guy because he didn't exactly vouch for the process of using the mayo on the turkey. He just said grilled cheese sandwich, it won't burn, it's really good. And I've seen that in my house. I just the turkey thing's a new, unless I might have misunderstood the guy, but I felt like he was just like, I get it. Mayo can serve that purpose, basically. Grilled cheese is an example. But yeah, I don't know. I believe people.
I don't see myself attempting this, actually, though. I've never cooked a turkey.
I never have either, and provided my wife doesn't leave anytime soon, I'm thinking I may get away with not ever having to cook a whole turkey.
I kind of want to, but somebody else in my family always has that. They appoint themselves. Like my father-in-law is the self-appointed
turkey king.
Cooker. Yeah. And, you know, that goes well enough.
Right.
We host. He brings it over.
All right.
That's what happens there. You would think the host maybe would be the
yeah. Or
proprietor.
Like if you want to be the one in charge of cooking it, then like, well, I need to get in your kitchen at 10 a.m. or something, you know, whatever. Like whatever time. Make room for me. I'm coming in. But transporting the turkey, that's
turkey transporter.
Yeah, that seems like it could be cumbersome.
Seems like it goes well, mostly.
Although usually I think like a hunk of meat that big, once it comes out of the oven, it needs to sit. So the sitting can be, even though it's moving, it's not
the 15-minute
really,
drive.
Yeah, the 15-minute drive. That's perfect.
So you didn't like my comment earlier that I like the idea of the Giants and the Raiders playing on Monday night in week one.
No.
I think that's an interesting game.
Yeah.
And you said you thought you could do better. And there's no doubt you could do better.
Right.
I could do better. I mean,
anyone who knows teams and the league could do better.
What would their combined record have been last year? Like 8-30 or something like that. I know that doesn't add up, but you know, bad teams. I think the Raiders are interesting. I don't think the Giants are that interesting. They're a little bit. What is going to happen?
Together they won 7 games. Yeah.
they got to Jackson Dart. He will probably not play the opener, I would think.
Not with Russ there and Jameis even, but it seems like Russ is going to be the guy there.
Wilson against Pete Carroll is kind of good.
Yeah.
So you'd have that in that game. And the Raiders have some interesting pieces. Geno Smith, starting with him, that trade. Some would call it a blockbuster. I would never. Neither would you. Trading of Geno Smith for a draft pick.
NFL media mogul Ian Rappaport referred to that as a blockbuster trade.
It's almost like turning your badge.
And
back.
That caused a rant.
Learn words
here. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's certainly some appeal there, but I just think the teams being as rank as they've been. I don't know. Monday night, the curtain's going up. I'm trying to imagine Joe Buck and Aikman sitting there in the booth, introing the game and going, you know, we've got the Giants and the Raiders. No,
that bad.
It's a season opener. What are we doing?
You know what the game was last year?
I don't remember.
Jets at 49ers.
Okay. Well, the Jets still, there was the sexiness of Aaron Rodgers. The Jets were a chic pick to win the division. They were favored over the Bills to win the division.
Favorite.
For crying out loud. So, and the Niners are the Niners. So, yeah, that's, I mean, it's New York and formerly the Bay Area. You know, say, this time around here, your idea, like the Raiders used to be Oakland, so it's geographically similar enough, but the teams couldn't be more. I mean, the Jets turned out to be as bad as the Giants were, but that wasn't what was expected. Aren't we expecting both of these teams to be? No, you think the Raiders could be decent, don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I do. Coaching. The quarterback is good. Bowers is great. Myers is good. So there's pieces. What else did they do? They didn't. Oh, Genty. I don't have that straight in my head yet that Genty is on the Raiders. I think of him being on the Bears because that day, which is now 2 weeks ago, it was that the Bears were going to move up and get Ashton Genty, and they didn't. Jacksonville moved up itself, and that left Genty for the Raiders. I'm still, in my mind, a mock draft was the real draft.
Right.
And the Raiders drafted a lineman. I don't know whose, but somebody's mock draft, I think, is what I think was the real draft. No, Genty, put the Raiders on that in that spot. That's cool. Don't you want to see him right away? Wouldn't you want to see Genty play his first game?
Don't care.
Oh, that's you turn in your badge as a football fan for this one.
Don't care.
You're already not going to watch the Rams-Jaguars London game.
You
go back to sleep.
My brand means more to me than football. And so he's a running back. Okay, whatever.
You've never watched Bijan play.
Nope.
You don't care about Genty.
Only running back I care about is James Cook.
James Cook, yeah. It's not football season.
You could talk me into the Raiders hosting that game. The new Pete Carroll's a famous coach, Super Bowl winning coach, Chip Kelly.
Deal.
You know, there's names there, and that's a little hot. It's just get the Giants out of here.
All right, I'll try another one.
Just get the Giants out of here. I cannot have the Giants. No.
Ashton Genty makes his NFL debut on Monday night, Week 1. Against Travis Hunter and the Jaguars. Is that better?
Fine.
You've got the third overall pick in Abdul Carter debuting for the Giants. You've got the second overall pick.
Kind of dismiss the draft picks. So,
yeah. You've got the second overall pick, Travis Hunter, debuting for the Jaguars. And you, by the way, have the first overall pick, Cam Ward, debuting for Tennessee. I'm assuming he plays Week 1. They're all at the Raiders. This year, not at the same time, but all those teams play at the Raiders. So does Cleveland.
Thank you for the not at the same time.
Yeah. So does Cleveland, which picked 5th, and the Raiders themselves picked 6th. So they don't have New England in here, but they go to New England.
Tennessee would be a tough sell to me. Almost.
No, I don't want it.
It's worse than New York because it's not New York. Like the main reason I can see New York is just because New York's going to get their turns on primetime because they're New York, almost regardless of what the prognosticators think their season is going to be like. They're going to get their time because it's New York. You definitely don't have that with Tennessee. So strike them. Jacksonville, is kind of the, I mean, it's more Buffalo than it is New York City market wise, but the trade that gets my attention, because they have my attention in a way that I'm still uncomfortable with. I'm processing, thinking that the Jaguars might be good. Just because I kind of liked, I mean, I know Doug Peterson's gone, but I like using them and him as kind of a punching bag last couple years. New coach, I hurried to, like, I don't know, Adam Gase, oddball guy, making weird faces and putting on strange voices at the news conference. And what the hell is he doing? But the more I listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
To him, really what sold me is him talking about just, yeah, no, the passing offense is going to run through Brian Thomas Jr. What do you think I am, a moron? I'm like, oh, okay, I think I like this guy. He's actually just telling me the truth, I assume. That's not a, you know, some sort of subterfuge. And then they make this trade to get Hunter to throw into that offense along with Brian Thomas Jr., like Trevor Lawrence, now or never. And yeah, I'm kind of into that.
Yeah, I would. I mean, doesn't this kind of sound like an ESPN joint to just pimp Jenty and Hunter? These really are two of the most interesting prospects, especially for non-quarterbacks, we've had in many years.
They absolutely were the most, the two most talked about players in college football last year, I think were those two players.
Yeah, well,
I mean, whatever. I'm not measuring clicks or anything, but I feel like even the casuals by, like, you know, October, you had heard about this running back at Boise and you'd heard about Travis Hunter.
Yep,
I think that's right. Yeah, if you turned on any of the pregame shows or watch college football on Saturdays, you heard about those dudes. So yeah,
I'm excited for this now. I'll get off the Giants.
I told you I could do better. You right away. You're just right there with here's a new suggestion. Good. That works.
The Brady stuff with the Raiders.
Now I want that. Now I really
want it. I want that too. Yes.
Now I want it.
Can we, since we're on a roll here, can we do better with my Sunday night game than Detroit at Chicago?
I would like to move on because I'm uncomfortable being excited about the Jaguars.
Detroit at Chicago. Ben Johnson versus his former team.
It works. I like Bills Ravens more.
Bills Ravens?
I'm a Bills fan. I think that they're both really good matchups. One, though, you know, the Detroit Chicago game, you just don't know about Chicago yet. The best thing I could say about that, which I think I mentioned earlier, is that at least Chicago, I mean, it's Chicago, they're also going to get their turns. And there is optimism there. It's not, you know, it's all, you know, speculation. We've not seen them be good yet. I haven't seen the quarterback really be good yet in the NFL, but there is great expectation that he will, and with this new coach to unlock him, the skill players, pretty intriguing. And plus, you get him on before it gets sideways, if it ends up getting sideways on the Bears, which they are the Bears.
I'm thinking of a recent season when the Bears were in that spot. It was 21. Rams-Bears in 21. And that might have been Fields, but Fields didn't play right away. 34-14 Rams. Dalton started. Yeah, that's what happened. They put the Bears on at the Rams to start the 21 season on the Sunday night opener.
All right.
I remember in those days I was furious about how many games the Bears would get.
Yeah.
Just like, what's good about this? But now they do have, and they, you know, for the draft point, Loveland and Luther Burden.
Yeah.
That's interesting. To play the Lions right away. That's back to me. That's back to my Bills Patriots idea, where like you're sort of you're putting the Bears to the test. Go beat Detroit. We'll give you a home field for that game. So it's, you know, a closer looking matchup. Give the Patriots home field for the Bills.
Yeah.
Matchup with them. You see, it's a closer game on paper.
How many years ago is this now? I'm sorry if it's like 10 years ago and I'm going to sound like an idiot, but it feels pretty recent that the 100-year anniversary Bears-Packers, wasn't that like an some Sunday night maybe opener? Or wouldn't have been Thursday because that's the Super Bowl champ. Always.
It was Thursday.
Oh, wow.
They did that in 2019.
Oh, they passed over the Super Bowl champ to have the Bears because of the 100 years. Okay.
The Chiefs had won the Super Bowl the previous year and they opened in Jacksonville. Maybe there was another reason for that I don't remember. But yes, Thursday night, 2019, was Green Bay at Chicago. And Green Bay won the game 10-3. And again, you would have heard me the next day flip out
about the Bears.
About the Bears being on at night. Just, can we stop? Now that's going to be the Steelers. It already has been, like, recent, last couple of years, it's been the Steelers.
Yeah.
Get them off TV. Just get them right off TV. How about me?
Yeah.
All cocky. That was a Trubisky game, by the way.
If Rodgers ends up there, then they're going to be all over TV again.
Well, I wonder what they know. I mean, the schedule is I'm not sure it's written yet, but they were far enough along at the draft 2 weeks ago to announce that it was going to be May 14th.
Right.
So it's probably done. And they don't know where Rodgers, what the plan is. What would you assume? He plays. And if he doesn't, they're still Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yeah.
They do play Green Bay, and that's a game you would probably care to know if he's going to be with them.
Right.
And that's the rumor about the game in Ireland.
Yeah.
Was originally that it was going to be the Packers, but like Salas said this, if Rodgers is playing for Pittsburgh, they might not want that game against his former team, the Packers, at 9 in the morning.
Right.
Our time. Which is what it would be.
And the Packers, that Mark Murphy, I think, Sal referenced this, said something about it's not going to be that game is not going to, it's not going to happen. That's going to be the game in Dublin.
Okay.
So I don't know if that has to be gospel either, but, you know, whatever. That's someone who would be at a level way above where we are that could have some information about what is in the plans.
Well, if it isn't Green Bay, you know, I don't know if their division games seem right for that. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland. Then you have the Bills as a possibility and Miami, but Miami has a game in Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Indianapolis, but Indianapolis has a game in maybe Germany. And so it wouldn't be those teams. You're left with Minnesota, Seattle, and Buffalo.
And the division, yeah. Right.
And the division.
Right.
And I don't know if those teams don't have games in Europe themselves. The Bills, obviously, we know they don't.
Right.
Have a home game there.
Right.
So it's kind of a short list.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Those are the Pittsburgh home opponents.
There has been, I don't know how much attention anybody pays to this sort of stuff, but you did mention, what was the name of the schedule leaks?
NFL Nerd.
NFL Nerd. This notion that Rodgers is waiting until after the schedule gets announced to then tell everyone what he's doing. That seems on brand for him. To some extent, like, you know, make it all about me. I wonder how much the Steelers really know, would let on that they know, if anything, and that the league has any clue about what his plans are.
Right. Greg Wyshynski joined us earlier today to talk NHL playoffs and the Sabres' future and their past. That'll be next here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.